I walked past a local pub earlier last week, which is called The Idle Hour, which I think is a brilliant name for a pub. And on a sign outside, they had written the words, "Time is precious, waste it wisely." Now, it strikes me on the first Sunday of Lent that that is some really good advice. As someone who's pretty hot on time management, I'm the kind of person that loves my to-do lists and ticking items off as they're completed. I even add extra tasks to my list, which I've done, just so I can put a line through the things I've already completed. And I like to get to the end of the day feeling as though I've been efficient and my time has been well spent. So the idea of wasting time seems very foolish to me. But here in that gospel reading, we have Jesus engaging in some very profound time wasting. And actually, that's what Lent is all about. Wasting time wisely. Jesus is led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted. He's there fasting and praying for 40 days and nights. Well, okay, working out your goals could be considered as a good time management strategy, but isn't 40 days a bit excessive? You can hardly say that Jesus was working smarter, not harder, all that time. And just imagine how full his in-tray would have been by the time he got back. Spending all those idle hours in the wilderness just praying seems like a huge waste of time. And all that fasting surely would have made him a lot less productive. But this wasting time in the wilderness provides an excellent corrective to our culture in which we're obsessed with results and productivity. His response to the temptations show that he isn't interested in quick fix spirituality. It's only in the wilderness that he's able to wrestle with the many different voices inside. And so when he's tempted to turn stones to bread, he feels the pull of materialism. When he's tempted to throw himself down from the temple to be saved by angels, he experiences the need for affirmation. When he's tempted to possess all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor, he feels the lure of power. Materialism, affirmation, authority, money, sex, and power. It's only in the wilderness, wasting time, that we can hear these temptations for what they are. The noise of the ordinary world drowns out the voice of discernment. We can only hear God's call to be our true selves in the place of the desert, where there are no agendas, no to-do lists, no emails, no demands calling for our attention. In the wilderness, it's us alone, seeking to hear the voice of God. Now, Jesus' refusal to succumb to quick fix temptations is actually the opposite of that of Adam and Eve. They try to grasp the power which comes from the tree of knowledge. Whereas Jesus, on the other hand, patiently waits in the wilderness, refusing to take advantage of all he's capable of until the right time. And so for us, perhaps the thing we need to do most this Lent is to waste time wisely. Perhaps we need to enter the wilderness in order to hear where we're being lured by the material, by the need for affirmation, by the desire for power. Perhaps it's when we put ourselves in the wilderness that we can really hear the voice of God calling to us. And so this morning, I've got three time-wasting strategies for you to try this Lent. Strategies which won't necessarily make you more productive or effective, but may help you enter the wilderness to hear the voice of God. The first is a challenge to go about more slowly. Now, the speed Jesus went at was about 3 miles an hour. That's the speed we walk at. I imagine most of us travel around a little more quickly than that. And when I was a teacher, there was an initiative called WOW, which I got all my Year 7s excited about doing. And that stands for Walk Once a Week. And the challenge for the children was to get them to walk to school, or at least part of the way, once every week. Very simple idea. But actually, I wonder if that's something that we could try doing during Lent. Once a week, could we slow down to 3 miles an hour, to the pace of Jesus Christ, on a journey which we're making? One journey a week, where we normally take the bus or the car or the train, could you make the time to walk instead? At least part of the way. That's a time to put yourself in the wilderness with God, alone with those thoughts which arise when you're in the wilderness, alone to discern the temptations which you're facing. It's not productive. It's certainly not efficient. But I think it's a wise waste of time. My second time-wasting strategy is to pray more during Lent. Now, to the world around us, prayer seems like the most extraordinary waste of time. It doesn't actually do anything. It's not going to reduce that to-do list. It doesn't produce quick results, if any. But that's exactly what Jesus went into the wilderness to do. And so my suggestion is that we commit ourselves to praying more during Lent. Perhaps you could join us in one of our three churches for morning prayer during the week. Or if that doesn't work, you can find the daily offices on the Church of England website or the daily prayer app. Or perhaps you could pray the office of Compline before you go to sleep. And I've left copies of Compline at the back of church if that's something you'd like to try. So when we pray, we enter the wilderness to make space for God in our lives. So slow down, pray, and finally, fast. Jesus spent his time in the wilderness fasting. And this too helped him to discern those temptations and hear the voice of God. In recent years, it seems to me that there's been something of a move away from giving up things to Lent to instead taking up something positive. And I'm all for Lent being a time when we do positive actions. But I do think it's also a time to give up. To give up those things which we take for granted. The things which we rely on a little too much. The stuff without which we do feel a bit like we're in the wilderness. Alcohol, TV, meat, caffeine, social media, cigarettes. It's probably that thing which your immediate response is, oh, I'm not sure I could live without that. Because in fasting from something we love, we actually put ourselves back in right relationship with it. We start to own it again, rather than the other way around. And we also learn to be grateful for it again, recognizing it as the gift of God. And that's actually why I'm keen that Sundays aren't part of our 40 days, that we enjoy the thing we've given up on the Lord's Day, giving thanks to God for it, reminding ourselves that we follow a Saviour who went through the wilderness, through the agony of Good Friday, to the joy of the resurrection on Easter Sunday. As many of you know, this time last week I wasn't actually in church, but I was running the Reading Half Marathon. Now, the race day itself is just the tip of the iceberg of many weeks of training, of getting up early to go for a run when you don't feel like it, of running in the rain, which we've had an awful lot of recently. And running well on race day is actually much more about putting the effort in beforehand than it is the day itself. If you've trained, even when you haven't felt like it, then you're able to do well. Now, we live in a culture in which it's totally acceptable to waste loads of our time for fitness in the gym. We live in a culture in which people are more than happy to make sacrifices in order to develop the perfect body. So training and hard effort for physical fitness are top of the agenda in the world around us. We've got a pretty good idea of what the perfect body looks like. what about the perfect soul? What about spiritual fitness? Spiritual training won't make us earn God's love any more than we already have it. We're already infinitely loved by God. But are we willing, during Lent, to respond to that love? To put more effort into developing the soul? Are we willing to train ourselves, like Christ, so that we're more exposed to God? Are we prepared to make some sacrifices in order to hear his call to change? Fasting, praying, and slowing down to 3 miles an hour. They all do sound like a total waste of time. But I think all very wise ways to waste our time. Amen.